Hi, Robert.
Hey.
I am so excited to talk to you. It's been a long time since Sin City 2 that we've gotten to chat.
Wow, 8 years.
But I gotta tell you, it was to talk to you about We Can Be Heroes, it was well worth the wait. You have outdone yourself with this film.
Oh, thank you so much.
This
I love it.
is, without a doubt, the best family film of the year. It's for all age groups. There's something for everyone. It is so fun to look at. You've got your eye-popping, colorful, high-polished visuals that you first showed us back with Spy Kids, and you've just gotten better and better and improved on that. You've got action, you've got adventure, you've got fun. As if this isn't enough, you give us incredible themes in this film. You really push this story to the next level, Robert, so that kids are going to learn something in here: physics, friendship, the importance of physical education, stimulating your mind, listening to your elders, and parents are going to learn something. This is the whole package.
Wow, thank you. I appreciate that so much.
How did you even put this one together?
Well, those things you mentioned, that's what you set out to do, but that you say that just makes me warms my heart because that's exactly what we're trying to do, but you can only try, right? But I'm glad it came. I mean, it was the most fun I've ever had making a movie. I was super excited when Netflix came up with to me and said, "We love your Spy Kids and Shark Boy type movies. They do so well in our service. We'd love you to make us a live action kids family film, like in that mold, because it's so unique. Nobody does those, and it does really well for us." I was like, "Wow, really? I love making those movies." It was just that parents knew that the kids were just going to watch it a bunch of times at home later once it got on DVD. So maybe they'd go see it. They take them once or twice to the theater, depending on how many times the kids picked. But then really, they really had a life at home, but no one could keep track of how much they watched them. So no one really knew how successful they really were. So it didn't make a lot of business sense later to have parents not take their kids to see it enough times to warrant a theatrical release. So the idea of doing it for Netflix really excited me because I knew the audience could just watch it over and over again. They didn't have to be driven to the theater. Families could then see their kids watching it and enjoying in. It just felt like a home run way to distribute these kind of movies.
Well,
So it got me excited, and I actually came up with the idea for with the title "In the Room" while Scott Stuber at Netflix was telling me he wanted a family film. I came up with it right then. That's how ready I was to come back and do one of these, and excited at the possibilities of using this as a way to teach a mythology and a morality and value lessons to children, and using the backdrop of the genre of superheroes to show that they are the next generation. This was very relevant 2 years ago when I wrote it, even more so now. It feels like a flashpoint situation. We've obviously screwed the world up, and we need them to step in. And parenting has to be more about partnering with their children than me telling you, because the children have amazing ideas, and they just need mentorship to really become the ones that are going to take over sooner than later and save the world. So I just thought the message was very on point, and the way to do it is in the most entertaining way possible to
You
get
are
kids to
muted.
really want to
Mute
model
or
themselves after
unmute
these
yourself by
characters.
pressing star
And that's
six.
why I chose to not have the lead girl be have any special powers, so that it wasn't like, "Oh, I need special powers to change the world." No, she doesn't have any, and she's able to make the most impact. So that was an important lesson to impart. Just across the board, you just know children are going to take this into their hearts, and you want to just feed their minds and their souls. And I'm from a family of 10 kids. That's how I grew up, and then I have five kids of my own. So what's different now than even when I did Spy Kids is my children were very young. So a lot of these parenting ideas I had were still, I was still experimenting with. But now that they're older and they've just become these incredible adults, I wanted to impart a lot of what I learned over those years from them and with them, and teaching them and them teaching me into these movies. And they all worked on it with me. That's why it's called a double R production, because we all have RRs, our initials, all of my kids. So this is our family company, and we wanted to make a family movie for other families from a family. So that was a big selling point.
Well, you definitely have achieved that. One thing that you do so well, Robert, and you always have done well, is the diversity that you bring. And not just race and ethnicity, but you've got gender. And as we saw with Spy Kids, when you had Ricardo Montalban in a wheelchair, here you do that again here, and you show the abilities through wheels. And I have to say, Andy Walken is an amazing talent. All of these kids that you cast are just off the charts. But you, yeah. This is so inclusive, Robert. It's spectacular.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I was so excited because, you know, you have an opportunity to speak to different audiences when you have inclusion and representation, like in my Spy Kid movies, but that was only two kids.
Yeah.
And here I had 11 kids. I mean, originally I had 16 kids, and I just thought that was going to be impossible. So I had to cut down the number to 11, but it was just something that was going to, what was my big pitch to Netflix? Is like, look, I love inclusivity, and that's just part of the DNA of my movies. And what's cool about this story is it's just organically, it's diverse because the adult superhero team is conceivably, you know, they're superheroes from all over the world. The best of the best are on this team. So it's already going to organically be very diverse for their worldwide audience. And the kids will then be so as well. And I knew I had more of a chance for any kid to be able to watch this and identify with at least one of the characters and feel like they were heroes too and see that. And imaging is so important. I just heard it over the years so many times from families and kids that are now grown, how much it meant to them to see themselves represented in Spy Kids and in my other movies, that it really changed their life about what was possible. That's really strong. So I wanted to keep that, you know, going, especially in this age and in this movie, just to be inclusive as possible, because that's just how, you know, that's just how I've always done it, and I've just how I grew up, and I had a variety of people around me, and that was just my worldview, and I just thought entertainment needed to reflect that, and now the industry is really caught up and is trying to make strides towards that, but that's just been my mission personally for 30 years in this business.
And of course, the relationship you have between Missy and Marcus. What daughter doesn't want to see a great daddy-daughter relationship like that? I mean, that's just one of the most fabulous aspects here.
My daughter inspired so many of the characters, at least four of them. She's always making faces, so she's a face maker. She sings all the time, so she's a cappella. She draws constantly on her iPad. She's so good. She drew all the drawings there in the movie for me on set. Real time, because we had to have them on the day because we didn't know where the kids were going to be standing and what environment. And so she had to be there ready. And her nickname since she was little is Missy. And that's really based on her and my relationship. We cooked together. She often would see me get in this rhythm where I would crack the eggs into the bowl. Egg goes in the trash. Egg goes in the bowl. Shell goes in the trash. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then sure enough, I would get mixed up at one point and the shell would go into the bowl and the egg would go into the trash can. That's right out of our life together. And she was just gestures that she does, empowered kind of gestures. The actress modeled after my daughter because I just told her it was important to me. It was just like I wanted a record of how our relationship was, and that's what Pedro was kind of channeling, and Missy, because I just wanted to see a relationship like that in the movie, because I was experiencing it real time. We have that relationship, and it's just so fun and empowering, and inspires parents to partner together, you know, really be partners, and not just parent or be parented, but be true, you know, co-conspirators and trying to save the world.
Well, you definitely warmed my heart with that relationship. I fell in love with it. But looking at the technical aspect of the film, in addition to the surprises that you give us with the story, all these twists that you don't see coming, you blew my mind with your ending. But from the visual execution that you have is so stunning, and then you layer that in with some impeccable sound design, and your musical cues, your needle drops blended with the scoring is perfection. The new remix that you have of Bowie's, you know, Heroes song, stupendous. What were your thoughts on melding the music here so it's as vibrant and telling as the story itself? You almost have like an MGM musical quality. The songs fit so well.
Oh, thank you. I grew up on those movies. My mom used to take us to those revival theaters. We grew up on the musicals. A lot of my movies have musical numbers. I'm a composer. I write music myself usually early before the movie's even done so the kids can actually be training to doing their training sequence to the actual music. This time I collaborated with my son who was only 20 and he'd been playing piano since he was 5 and I wanted to mentor him, teach him orchestration because he'd written some music for me before but not with orchestra. So we started the score really early and he wrote at such a level I could not keep up with. He was more skilled than I was. So just talking about the kids being the next generation. That's why the credit for the music is Rebel Rodriguez and not Robert and Rebel Rodriguez. Because he kicked my ass. And it was so complicated. I thought I would get a more kid-like score out of him. And the joke was he wrote something so sophisticated that it elevated the whole movie. And that was a new recording we did of Heroes with the lady who plays Mrs. Vox. She sings it. My daughter sang back up. And we structured it. I roughed it out musically to fit the action scene. And then that actress, Haley Reinhardt, she's a terrific singer. My daughter and I paint together all the time when we watercolor. And that was one of the artists we were always listening to. So we thought, hey, let's hire her for Mrs. Vox. That way she can do the voice for a cappella and she can make some music for us. And she got the idea to send me that a cappella version of Heroes for that ending sequence. That's just the voices of the daughter and the mother singing. Mm-hmm. And I crafted that whole scene around the music. So I had the music first, and then it just inspired me to have that whole big moment where she walks out on the tightrope with the creatures around her, and it just turns into an MGM musical sequence. You know, it's just so incredible. It comes from the music first.
Oh.
And that's what I like about having my composer, who's my son, on set with me, because he was writing music as we're filming, and it allows you to have the music drive the story. The kids in the movie just loved having their theme music already on set to inspire their movements and how their characters were going to sound. So, yeah, all the things you pointed out, very intentional, but I'm glad it worked because I didn't know if it worked or not. You're like one of the first people I've talked to who's seen it that's pointed that out.
Oh. So
I'm glad it was a success because we gave it a lot of work, a lot of thought, and it takes all that coordination, which is why I like to do so many jobs myself because you can see it through from beginning mm-hmm. to end and start really early. And having my kids be a part of it just made it a mentoring lesson for them and for me, but also I think it enhanced the quality of the movie.
Robert, thank you so much. And I want my sequel. I want a sequel.
Okay, I'll tell them. I want one too.
Thanks, Robert.
I'm going to be filming next year. Yeah, thank you.